Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Training camp is just a month away, but we have plenty of work to do before then. Let's get to your questions. The first one comes from Levi in Eagan. Who are some players we should watch during training camp who had a terrific offseason? I'll give you four names to watch. The first one is wide receiver Adam Thielen. Everyone talked about Mike Wallace, Charles Johnson, and Cordarrelle Patterson in the Vikings wide receiver core this offseason. But don't sleep on Adam Thielen. I think he's going to have a big training camp and a big preseason. And don't be surprised if he's on the roster when the regular season starts. How about Jerick McKinnon? Everyone talked about Adrian Peterson at the running back position this offseason, and rightfully so. He's the best in the game. But we have another good one in the running back stable in Jerick McKinnon. He can be used as a runner or as a receiver. He can also be used on special teams. I expect he'll have a big training camp. Two more to go, and we'll go to defense. Rookie linebacker Eric Kendricks. Can he be the starting middle linebacker, the answer to that position for which the Vikings have been searching for several years? I think he can be based on how he looked in the spring. He should have a big training camp as well. And lastly, Terrence Newman. The Vikings suddenly have a bunch of talent at the cornerback position, and Terrence Newman is a part of that. He was signed in free agency. He's played for Mike Zimmer in two other NFL stops, Cincinnati and Dallas, and I think he's a guy who will fit in great in the Vikings defense this year. Matt from Peoria, Illinois, has the next question. I'm concerned about Teddy's durability. Has he gained weight and hit the weights in the offseason? I don't know anything about his official playing weight, but he looks bigger and stronger to me this offseason compared to last offseason. So I do think he's added some muscle, and I do think he's been hitting the weights in the weight room. One thing you never have to worry about with Teddy is his work ethic. He's done everything the coaches have asked. You should always worry about durability with players, especially when it comes to quarterbacks. But I believe Teddy will be more ingrained in the offense. He knows where the bones are buried, and he'll get rid of the ball on time to avoid a bunch of sacks. Harry from England has the next question. Have the Vikings thought about moving Rhett Ellison to fullback? It would allow the Vikings to essentially keep four tight ends on the roster. I do think from time to time the Vikings will use Rhett Ellison in an H-back or a fullback position, but I wouldn't be surprised if they also keep Zach Line in the fullback role. The beauty with Rhett Ellison is his versatility. Not only can he line up in multiple spots on offense as a tight end or a fullback, but Mike Prefer can also use him on special teams. So Rhett Ellison's position flexibility, his ability to play in multiple spots and perform multiple roles will save the Vikings a roster spot or two when they have to make cuts after training camp. Luke in Thief River Falls has the next question. Of the undrafted free agents the Vikings signed, do you see any of them winning a starting job? Well, you can see the list of undrafted free agents on the screen right now. I don't know if any of them can realistically challenge for a starting position. That's a lot to ask out of an undrafted rookie, but I do think a handful of them will challenge for a spot on the roster, including cornerback Justin Coleman, quarterback Taylor Heinicke, and wide receiver Jordan Leslie. All three of those guys had a good spring here at Winter Park, and it wouldn't surprise me if they impress at training camp. The next question comes from Dalton. What team is the top team the Vikings should worry about playing? Well, I think you should always worry about your next opponent. And for the Vikings in the regular season, week one, that's San Francisco. So the team should be worrying about the 49ers. But if you have to look ahead, I would point to two teams. The Green Bay Packers, of course, the road to the NFC crown goes through Green Bay, and the Vikings have to play them twice. And how about Seattle? They're on the schedule this season. They come here to Minnesota. They are the two-time defending NFC champions. They've been to the last two Super Bowls, so of course you got to worry about that talented team as well. We'll take the last question from Twitter. Josh asks, who is the Vikings' number one wide receiver, Wallace or Johnson? Who do you expect will put up more fantasy football points? Well, from a pure football perspective, I think Mike Wallace is the true number one receiver. The Vikings traded for him, and he's a bona fide blue chip star in this league, whereas Charles Johnson is still an emerging player in this league. But if you look at it from a fantasy football perspective, I don't know if there's much difference between Wallace and Johnson. I expect both guys to be involved in the passing game a large amount. Wallace may put up bigger numbers, but if you're in a scoring-only league, Charles Johnson might have better value. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but keep your questions coming. Send them to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, because we'll be back with another edition of the Pick Six.